أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. وبعد، Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, the 20th day of Safar 1442 AH, which coincides with the 8th day of October 2020, this is our 27th lesson, inshallah, in the book of Imam al-Akhdari, and we shall be proceeding from where we stopped the last time. Mala mentioned of a person who forgets in a salah, a person who maybe dozes off and he's not able to meet up with the ruku', how is he going to correct his prayer? In which Malam says that if he has a hope of meeting up with the Imam before the Imam rises up from the second sajda, then he should do the ruku' and follow up with the Imam. That is if this occurs in another raka'ah other than the first raka'ah. But if it occurs in the first raka'ah, then definitely such a person must endeavor to start the prayer all over again. But if it's not in the first rak'ah, follow up with the Imam if you have the hope of meeting up. But if you do not have the hope of meeting up before he rises from the second sajda, then you ought to, join the Imam wherever he is, and then pray another rak'ah in place of that one. Now, inshallah, we are going to continue from there. Malanan says, وَإِن سَهَا عَنِ السُّجُودِ. What if the person forgets a sujood? How is he going to correct it? That is the prostration. How does he correct that? وَإِن سَهَا عَنِ السُّجُودِ. If he forgets the sujood, أَوْ زُوْحِمَ. Or he was pressed, or he was engaged. أَوْ نَعَسَ. كُمَا he slept off, or he dozed off. حَتَّى قَامَ الْإِمَامُ. Until the Imam has already risen. إِلَى رَكَعَةٍ أُخْرَى. Unto a second raka'ah, while he forgot to follow them up with the ruku, with the sujood, then he now met that the Imam had already risen up for the second raka'ah. Malan says, إِن طَمِعَ. If he has the hope, فِي إِدْرَاكِ الْإِمَامِ, of meeting up with the Imam, قَبْلَ الرُّكُوعِ, before the Imam goes for ruku'i, for the second raka'ah that he has stood up for, then he should follow up. He should do the sujood. He should do the sujood and then stand up and join the Imam if he has a hope of meeting up. But if he doesn't have such hope, tarakahu, he should leave that sujood. Watabi al Imam, he should follow up with the Imam. Waqada raka'atan ukhra, then he should pay another raka'ah in place of this raka'ah as well. Wahaythu qada raka'ata, while he pays up with this raka'ah, fala sujood alayhi, then he does not have to do any sujood for such a correction. إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ شَاكًا فِي الرُّكُوعِ أَوِ السُّجُودِ. Unless if he has something that he doubts in the ruku' and the sujood, for which independently he can make a sujood, usahwi, for that, but not for this particular problem. Namalan says, وَمَنْ جَاءَتْهُ أَقْرَبٌ. If a person is praying and a scorpion is coming towards you, you know it's dangerous and it can be very harmful to someone, more harmful to some people than the others, especially the kids. And also even the size of the scorpion too, and so on and so forth. So of course you know that it is part of the sunnah to get rid of scorpions, snakes, rats, and a few other little creatures that can be harmful to you. So if you are praying and a scorpion approaches you, or a snake approaches you, what do you do? قَتَلَهَا. You should kill it. فَقَتَلَهَا. Then if someone is in the state of prayer, scorpion comes, a snake comes, then he kills it. فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. Then there is nothing wrong with him. He doesn't have to do anything to correct his prayer. إِلَّا أَنْ يَطُولَ فِعْلُهُ. Except if he takes too much time trying to kill the snake and he gets over distracted from the salah. أَوْ يَسْتَدَبِرُ. أَوْ يَسْتَدْبِرُ. وَكُمَا. He turns away from the Qibla. He faces another place. He turns his back towards the Qibla. وَيَسْتَدْبِرُ الْقِبْلَ فَإِنَّهُ يَقْطَعُ. Then his prayer is going to definitely be cut. وَمَنْ شَكَّ. Now, Malam is going to tell us how to correct a common mistake in witr, that is Shafi'i and witr. You do two raka'ah Shafi'i, one raka'ah witr, that you do as nafila towards the end of every nafila for each night. Mala says, وَمَنْ شَكَّ, anybody who doubts, هَلْ هُوَ فِي الْوِتْرِ, is he in witr now, أَوْ فِي ثَانِيَةِ الشَّفِعِ, or is he praying the second raka'ah of Shafi'i? He is doubtful. Is this the second raka'ah of Shafi'i that I'm doing, or am I already in the last raka'ah, which is the third raka'ah, which is supposed to be the witr? Mala says, تَعَالَ هَا ثَانِيَةَ الشَّفِعِ. Don't even stress yourself, just assume that that is the second raka'ah of a salat al-Shafi'i, then continue. وَسَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ, then you should do what is called ba'di. You should do ba'di after the salam, thumma awtar, then afterwards you stand up and do your witr. وَمَنْ تَكَلَّمَ بَيْنَ الشَّفِعِ وَالْوِتْرِ, if a person happens to talk in between Shafi'i and witr, you know, you cut the Shafi'i, then stand up again and bring your witr. If you talk during this period, sahiya, forgetfully, فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْكَ, then there's nothing wrong with you. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَامِدًا, but if you do it deliberately, تَوْكُرِهَا, what you have done is disliked, وَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ, but still yet, there is nothing wrong with you. وَالْمَسْبُوقُ, then Madam is going to tell us now how to, you know, deal with joining a salah. Prayer is already going on, then you come and join. So how do you deal with that? وَالْمَسْبُوقُ, if a person comes to join a prayer, إِنْ أَدْرَكَ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ أقل من ركعة فلا يسجد منه معه لا قبليا ولا بعديا. If a person joins and already is going on prayer and he meets less than a raka'ah, let's say he joins the prayer after the last ruku'u, kaga he missed that raka'ah, the last raka'ah, then فلا يسجد معه, you shouldn't do sujud al-qabli or ba'di with that imam, because he means he didn't meet any raka'ah. However, he met the jam'i but he didn't meet a raka'ah. So he is not supposed to, you know, do a sujood al-qabli, a correctfulness prayer for correctfulness for any raka'ah that he did not meet. So if he met less than a raka'ah, then he doesn't have to do sujood al-qabli or sujood al-ba'di with the imam. For if a in sajada ma'ahu, Walan says, in fact, if he does that sujood as-sahwi ma'ahu, bafala salatuhu, is going to vitiate his prayer. His prayer will get spoiled. He has to pray again. Wa in adraka raka'atan, but if he's able to meet one raka'ah, kamilatan, one complete raka'ah, or akthar, or more than that, sajada ma'ahu qabliyu, and he's going to do his sujood al-qabli with the imam. If he's able to meet one raka'ah, at least one complete raka'ah in a prayer, then if the imam goes for sujood al-qabli, you should do as well. But if he did not meet at least one raka'ah, if the imam goes for sujood al-qabli, just sit down. Whenever the imam does taslim from the salah, stand up and continue your prayer. But if you met at least one raka'ah, if he goes to Qabli, you would follow him for Qabli. وَأَخَّرَ الْبَعْدِ, but for Ba'di, you're going to delay your Ba'di until you complete your own prayer, then you do your own Ba'di after your own salam. Then he says, فَإِنْ سَجَدَ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ, but if you happen to do this sujood Qabli or Ba'di with the imam, deliberately, بَطَلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ, your prayer is going to be void. وَإِنْ كَانَ سَاهِيًا, but if you do it out of mistake or forgetfulness, سَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ, then you're going to do ba'di. وَإِنْ سَهَ الْمَسْبُوقُ بَعْدَ سَلَامِ الْإِمَامِ, if a person who joins a prayer and then he forgot something after he has already discharged from that imam. Let's say you join a salat al-zuhur, for instance, now. In the last raka'ah, you got the raka'ah completely fine. No problem. Then you rose up to complete your own prayer, then you make a mistake in that your own rising. To kalmu salli wahdahu, you are going to treat yourself as if you are praying alone. Do not consider yourself as someone who just finished from an imam in terms of correcting your prayer. You correct it accordingly, just like a normal person who is praying alone. Wa idha tarattaba ala al-masbuqi, but if a person has an arrangement of ba'di from the imam, min jihati al-imami, the imam finished praying and then you have one ba'di that you are supposed to do after the imam has done a taslim, you have a ba'di from the imam that you inherited. Aw qabli, or you have a qabli that you inherit and from your own self. Wa qabli min jihati nafsihi, then you now make a mistake that makes you to, you know, need a qabli to correct that mistake. I hope this scenario is understood. You came and joined the prayer, then the imam is doing ba'di. then you are supposed to do ba'di as well after you are done with your own prayer, because ba'di is not done until after the salam, and you cannot do salam and then continue that same prayer. You are definitely going to cut your prayer. So if you do that salam, it's going to cut your prayer, so you can't do it. So what do? You allow the imam to go for, once the imam cut his prayer, often you will stand up, complete your own prayer and do your ba'di. That's the normal way. But while you stood up to complete your own prayer, you yourself, you now made another mistake. And that mistake that you have made requires a qabli, which means that you reduced something from your salah. So you have to do a qabli in order for you to correct such a mistake. So what are you going to do? Now you have both qabli and ba'di meeting each other. What do you do? So Malan says, ajza'ahu al-qabli. Simple, you're just going to do only qabli. The reason is because, of course, reduction in prayer is much more dangerous than addition in prayer. So whenever qabli and ba'di comes together, you do only qabli. Malam says, وَمَنْ نَسِيَ الرُّكُوعِ أَوْ رُكُوعَ. Whoever forgets to do a ruku', وَتَذَكَّرُهُ فِي السُّجُودِ. And then he was only reminded while he was already in sujood. So maybe you mistakenly went straight to sujood and you skipped your ruku'. So what are you going to do? رَجَعَ قَائِمًا. You should go back to your standing position. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ لَهُ. And it is also allowed for you and يَعِيدَ أَنْ يُعِيدَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْقِرَاءَةِ ثُمَّ يَرْكَعُ. It's also loved for you that you should bring back some of the things that you, like you should recite something. You're already in sujood, then you remembered, you skipped your ruku. What do? Stand up. It is loved for you to recite more. Then you do your ruku and complete your prayer normally. Then you do ba'di. You assume that sujood that you did by mistake, it was an addition to the salah. So you have to remove from it by doing sujoodul ba'di. So I think it will be sufficient for us to stop here, inshallah, since we're taking it page by page, inshallah. So we'll continue from here next time we meet. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatihi lima uqliqa wal-khatim lima sabaqa nasir al-haqq bil-haqq wal-hadi ila siratika al-mustaqim wa ala alihi haqq qadrihi wal-miqdarihi al-azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.